from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. As SNAP benefits appear to be ending tomorrow, Houston Food Bank is going into action to supply recipients and the needy with nutrition. They're holding a massive food distribution event tomorrow at NRG Stadium from 9 to 1.
An advantage that we have is we always accumulate, and we had no hurricanes, nor did we need to share with any of the southern food banks because nobody else had a hurricane either. So we actually have about 20,000 disaster boxes plus some other supplies.
That's Brian Green, president and CEO of the Houston Food Bank, speaking on Hello Houston. If you need food assistance, sign up with Houston Food Bank beforehand by going to houstonfoodbank.org. The Austin airport has largely been spared the delays that have hit other cities as part of the government shutdown. But that might change soon. Sheldon Jacobson studies aviation systems at the University of Illinois.
If you look at Dallas, Fort Worth, or if you look at Houston Intercontinental, they have more traffic, obviously, but they also have a larger pool of people to call upon. An airport like Austin, it's a little more limited, the staff. As a result of that, you start to see the stresses and the strains of the system.
Austin's air traffic controllers are under extra strain during the federal government shutdown. Not only did they receive no paycheck this week, they've been working for months under mandatory overtime. Austin's tower only has about half the number of recommended controllers. Checking weather, mostly sunny, 74 the expected high today with breezy winds up to 10 miles an hour. It's clear tonight with a low around 57 degrees. Rain is expected early Saturday morning with a chance of showers through the day. Right now, fair and 72 degrees on the UH campus.